This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away this week. I'm Allison Stewart. Now this week, protests continue in Iran, health reform runs into trouble on Capitol Hill, and President Obama releases his plan to reform the financial regulatory system. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hi, Mr. Shore. Good to see you.
Hi, Allison. Welcome aboard.
It has been a week since the Iranian election, and so much has happened. People are still protesting in the streets. Any signs of any kind of imminent resolution?
Well, if resolution means peaceful resolution, it doesn't seem to look that way. They apparently are headed for some kind of a showdown. There is a question as to whether or not it's going to be a backdown or a crackdown. And right now it looks more as though they're heading for a crackdown. The students refuse to give up their demands for a new election. The government, the Ayatollah Khamenei, is indicating they have no concessions to make, and it really looks like trouble.
What's been the Obama administration's reaction to what's going on in Iran?
Well, it's been very difficult because they would undoubtedly like to establish how sympathetic they are to the students. On the other hand, there are memories of previous demonstrations in other countries at other times where the United States spoke out and then was blamed for having instigated the thing further. Clearly, President Obama is being very careful about this. So when he says the whole world is watching, the kids merely want to be able to be free to express their opinions and so on, and he said about only the minimum of what an American president could say at this point.
Let's talk about domestic policy. Here in Washington, the president's push for health care reform seems to be hitting some roadblocks in Congress. What's going on?
Well, the House Democrats have put out their own version of a bill. The Senate is working on its version of a bill. But there are two very big issues that seem to make it look as though the president doesn't have this done yet. One is that he says that there should be some competition for private health plans. There should be a public health plan just in order to maintain competition. Well, the word public is like a red flag to opponents in Congress. They say that means a government takeover. Well, the administration says it doesn't mean a government takeover, but still, a point of contention is a question of whether there will be, in addition to a lot of private plans, whether there will also be a public plan. The other is cost. They're fighting about costs. They cannot agree a trillion plus and what it's all going to cost. The administration promises that they will control costs, and some people in the Congress don't seem ready for that. I won't say that they are in terrible trouble, but I think they have a way to go yet.
The president, though, has been very clear that he wants to see health care reform enacted by the end of the year.
That's right.
What do you think the odds of that happening are?
Well, I'm not a betting person, but from the way things now look, but the president is very good. I mean, when it comes to the crunch and he really moves in and sails into it, he may be able to turn this around. At the moment, it looks as though health care plan is in some trouble.
The White House released its plan to overhaul financial regulation, and a big part of that is this new expanded role for the Federal Reserve.
That's right. The Federal Reserve, from which the Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner has come, I'm sure that's not the reason that they are building up its role, but they do give them a lot of big, important things to do. But also, however, there is a new agency being created to help consumers. You will remember that there was a great deal of criticism of the government for going to the aid of banks and not going to the aid of people. Well, now the people, the consumers, will have their own agency.
Let me just follow up one quick thing about the Federal Reserve.
Yes.
When Timothy Geithner went in front of the Banking Committee, he got a lot of pushback from both Republican and Democratic senators.
Right.
So do you think that this, when we finally get this regulation, it will be in the form that it's in now, or is everybody going to compromise ultimately?
Well, I think on this, everybody will compromise. I don't think that in Congress they will oppose the idea of having a special consumer agency, that they wouldn't want to do that. And as to the federal powers, they apparently need them to be able to do that job. I think that probably will go.
NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore. Thank you, Mr. Shore.
Thank you, Allison.